A group of Central American migrants is still moving north today through Mexico toward the U.S. border. The images have captured the attention of President Trump, who said yesterday that he'd cut aid to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador after those countries failed to stop the migrants from leaving home.
Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, they're paid a lot of money every year. We give them foreign aid, and they did nothing for us, nothing.
The U.S. will send $180 million to those three countries combined in 2019. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also the co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, always good to have you.
Thanks, Peter.
So first, let's be clear. Any significant change to that $180 million funding stream, it's not just up to the president. He'd have to go to Congress and get them involved too, correct?
He'd have to go to Congress for half of it, because Congress passed legislation last year that allows up to 25% of the aid that goes to those countries to be withheld if the Secretary of State doesn't certify to Congress that they're making progress reducing illegal immigration. So half, 25% can be held that way. But up to 50% of it can be withheld if the administration determines that the countries have run afoul of anti-corruption provisions. So there are a couple of technicalities, but they can actually, the administration can withhold up to 50% of the aid that goes to these countries without Congress.
Okay. And by the way, that $180 million is already less than what the U.S.
Correct.
Has pledged in past years.
That's right. In fact, foreign aid for the three countries the president's talking about is 40% less than what was allocated in 2016. So they're already getting a lot less funding from the U.S. than they did. Also, you know, the president's trying to push each of these three countries to enact reforms, to increase private investment so they're not as dependent on government money, and stem the flow of immigrants. And he's also made a decision to cancel temporary work permits and legal status for about 250,000 Salvadorans and Hondurans who are already in the United States. Now, this hurts those countries because they depend so heavily on remittances from people who work overseas who then send money home.
And I'm taking a look at where the foreign aid goes. It goes to programs that help reduce poverty in those countries, help reduce violence, help reduce food insecurity. Those are the very problems that force people to migrate north in the first place. Could the president be making the problem worse for himself?
Yeah, absolutely. He could be. That the nuanced and sophisticated view of this is that there are problems in particular with Nicaragua, which is about to collapse, and further south in Venezuela. So there's a bit of a refugee asylum economic problem all through South and Central America right now. And, you know, the same way the Syrians and Iraqis go to European countries, that's kind of the problem we've got here. We sort of need to try and figure out what this problem looks like in the host countries and with Mexico, who maybe in exchange for certain incentives might be able to settle more of these people. But yeah, doing it this way, cutting this funding, it will only exacerbate the problem.
But could the threat be a big enough stick for those countries who don't want to see that money not show up in their coffers to get them to do something more to keep those migrants at home?
That's definitely the approach Donald Trump has taken with kind of every issue that he's dealing with, you know, more sticks than carrots. We haven't heard from anything from these three countries, so we don't know whether they're considering policy changes. There's a technical problem because by treaty, citizens of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala can move freely within each country without a passport, so you can't prevent them from leaving the country. Very few countries actually prevent people from leaving. We don't know yet what they're going to do about
MSNBC's
it.
Ali Velshi, thank you.
My pleasure.